This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. 8 Senate candidates sat down Wednesday to talk health insurance and delivery. The consensus? Obamacare is flawed. But how badly? State Treasurer John Kennedy didn't parse his words.
Obamacare sucks. We need to repeal it.
Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell, a Democrat, says he's open to fixing it.
But I'm not ready to tell you that I'm ready to repeal it.
Former 2nd District Congressman Joseph Gow was the only Republican to support the House version of health reform in 2009, but he voted against the final passage of the Affordable Care Act.
The bill itself does not have the provisions to prevent federal fundings to go into abortion funding.
Candidates were asked about one reform that would allow people with individual policies, those not covered by an employer, to deduct their health care premium on their taxes. Troy Hebert, an independent, says that's just a Band-Aid for bad policy.
You're paying too much for health care insurance, so they're going to give you a 30% break. The problem is the other 70% that we have to pay.
Businesses are able to deduct the premium. Democrat Josh Pellerin agrees it's not the solution, but it could level the playing field.
I think that it's a step in the right direction.
Caroline Fayard, a Democrat, also supports the idea.
I think that we need to incentivize people to get coverage.
Half of Louisiana's current delegation in Congress are physicians, two of which are running for this Senate seat. Congressman Charles Bustani has long opposed the law.
Look, I've voted to repeal Obamacare some 60 times.
And Congressman John Fleming says it has devastated jobs.
It's largely responsible, in my opinion, for our flat economy.
Louisiana's next senator will serve alongside Bill Cassidy, who's also a physician. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.